Hello everyone, my name is Maria.
And my name is Garrett.
And you're watching Let's Talk in English. Today we have a trend lesson.
Yes, our title is Gaming is Fun. Now, gaming just describes playing games. You might think that could be things like playing a board game or a game at the park. But when we say gaming, we're usually talking about playing video games.
Yes, some people, they like to play video games themselves with others. Some people, they like to watch other people play video games.
Right. Either way, this is a big trend. It is very popular to play video games. We're going to talk about it and learn some new things in our lesson today. Let's start off with today's reading.
Gaming is a very popular hobby. Over 3 billion people around the world play video games. Winning and losing are only part of the fun. For many, gaming is a fun way to hang out with friends. Those friends can be anywhere in the world. When you join a game, you connect with people in many different countries. You can team up, chat, and work together on games. Over time, you get to know them, just like classmates or teammates in real life. Gaming is popular because it's fun and exciting, and it gives people a break from everyday life.
Thanks so much, Maria. Well, we will have a lot of fun things to learn in our lesson today, and as we're going through it, make sure to pay close attention because we have a find it answer to find.
And our find it question is, who can you play games with?
Who can you play games with? Well, the answer will be in our lesson today, friends. So go out and find it.
And before we get into our lesson, let's go to Jack for our keywords.
Milo 说他真不敢相信自己居然输给了 Ken. Ken 回答说相信吧你输了。Believe it, you lost. 动词 lose 就是输掉。Milo 建议说我们找其他的玩家我们两个合作对抗他们。Let's find some other players and team up against them. 片语动词 team up 就是结成一对合作。上网玩游戏不但好玩，可以消磨时光。Ken 觉得还能和世界各地的人建立关系。And connect with people from all over the world. 动词 connect 就是产生连结、建立关系或是联系。Milo 也赞同地说，对啊，我们可以和世界上任何地方的任何人玩游戏。Yeah, we can play with anyone anywhere in the world.副词 anywhere 就是在或是去任何地方。结果他们真的在线上找到可以对战的人了。Ken 对 Milo 说，你可以跟我当队友。You and I can be teammates. 名词 teammate 就是队友。
You beat me again. I can't believe it.
Believe it. You lost.I shot more dragons. You'll have to play a lot better to beat me.
I know. This game is fun, but I need more practice.
Do you want to play again?
Not against you. Let's find some other players and team up against them.
Okay. Let's find some other players online.
All right, we're going to have fun with this lesson. In today's conversation, we start off with Milo, who is playing a game.
And I don't think he is very happy because he didn't win. He says, "You beat me again. I can't believe it." And he's talking to his roommate, Ken.
Right, they're playing a game together, and it sounds like Ken won. He says, "Believe it." He needs to believe that he lost. Of course, that's Milo we're talking about.
Yes, Ken says, you lost. I shot more dragons. you'll have to play a lot better to beat me.
So it sounds like in this game, you need to shoot dragons, shoot a lot of them in order to win. Now, win, when you win, well, you get more points than someone else, or in some way you do better in a competition. The opposite of that is to lose.
And when you lose, you got less points than someone else, and you didn't win. If you lose, you didn't win, and if you won, then you did not lose. They're opposites.
Well, Milo continues on, "This game is fun, but I need more practice." Yes, some games can be quite difficult, but the more you practice or the more you play, the better you get at them.
Yes, that is true. When you practice more, maybe you're more familiar with how the game works and you can move your hands, your fingers more quickly. And Ken says, do you want to play again?
Milo might want to play again, but he says, not against you.
And that's because he just lost to Ken, so he doesn't want to play against him again, or he might lose. Jack, can you tell us more about this word against?
Milo 一直输给 Ken, 所以当 Ken 说想要再玩一局时 ,Milo 表示不要跟你比了。Not against you, 这些词 against 用在竞赛中有对抗或是对战的意思。口语中常用的说法有 ,We're playing against them, 我们正在跟他们对战。或是It's our school against yours. 是我们学校对上你们学校。或者 Who are we playing against? 我们要跟谁比赛?
Thank you, Jack. Well, Milo, he is willing to play another game, but not against Ken. He wants to be on the same team as him. If you're against someone...Then you're on different teams. You're trying to win, and the other person is trying to win, too.
Yeah, we use that word whenever we're talking about competitions. If you're watching a soccer game, well, one team is going against the other team.
They are not playing together, but against each other. And of course, those on the same team, well, they're playing together. And Milo says, let's find someother players and team up against them. Here we see the word against again, but this time with the phrase team up.
Yes. Okay. So when you team up with someone else, that means you are going to be on the same team and going against maybe another team. You're working together.
And to do that, you need to find other players that you can be the same team as with, or players that you will be playing against.
Right. This is possible in some video games, but not all. In some games, you can only play on your own team. Those are often called single-player games, or they could be multiplayer, but they don't have teams.
Yes, I think a lot of board games are that way. You don't have many teams. You play by yourself. Video games can be that way too, but there are also kinds where you can team up with others. Well, where can they find other players, Garrett?
Well, they say, let's find some other players online. I remember growing up playing video games with friends. We might have a bunch of people in a living room with controllers.So the people we're playing against were right there with us. Today, many people find other players online.
Yes, what Garrett was just describing was players in person. But there are also many players online. They're playing from different computers, different devices, and you can find them to play in the same game. Well, friends, we have more to talk about, but before that, let's take a short break. We'll see you in just a bit.
Let's talk in English. Every day, that's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're talking about the popular hobby of gaming. Maria, do you like to play on your own team, or do you like to team up?
I like to team up. I think it's fun to work together with someone else against other players.
And I like to be on my own team. Well, we have more to learn. Let's jump right back into it.
Gaming is a fun way to hang out with friends.
And connect with people from all over the world.
Yeah, we can play with anyone, anywhere in the world. That's wild.
Felix and Carlos are online in the Philippines.
I play against them sometimes.
They're ready to play now.
Mm-hmm.
You and I can be teammates.
Sounds good. Tell them to get ready to lose.
All right, friends. We learned more in this section, and now it's time for us to talk about it. At first here, we hear about why some people might want to play video games.
One way, or one reason, may be because it's a fun way to hang out with friends. People like to hang out or be with their friends in different ways. Maybe they like to grab a meal and just chat, and some people like to do something fun.
Yeah, this phrase, hang out, is a great one for all of us to know. It's a very casual phrase that us English speakers use all the time. If you want to spend time with a friend or someone else, but it's not very official or formal, you might ask them, do you want to hang out with me?
Yes, that is a good phrase to remember. You can use this often with others. Maybe you can also say, hey, let's hang out tonight, or when would you like to hang out?
Well, video games can be a great way to hang out with other people, whether you're with them in person or playing online and talking over a call.
And also, it's a great way to connect with people from all over the world. And here the word connect means to get to know, to form friendships and with the people around the world.
Right, absolutely. You know, my brother lives very far away from where I live, but gaming has often been a great way for me to connect with him.
Yes, and for many people too. If their friends are very far away from them, they can still hang out that way. And friends, here we have come to the answer for our Find It question. The question was, who can you play games with?
And the answer is, you can play games with anyone, anywhere in the world.
Ooh, with anyone, anywhere in the world. That is how convenient gaming is. You don't have to be there in person with them next to you. They can be anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you can play people with anyone, anywhere in the world. It's amazing. It's because of new technologies. Before, we could only play with people who were in the same room as us. Now, we can play with people anywhere in the world. Anywhere means any place.
Yes, they could be in a different country or in a different state. They can be anywhere and you can still play with them. Well, now Ken has an idea on who could be against them in a team.
Yeah, it seems like they've found some people online to go up against them. Felix and Carlos are online in the Philippines.
Wow, that is really anywhere. They're in another country. Milo says, I play against them sometimes, and that's because players will reappear, so you may get to know people more as you're gaming.
Right. They have gotten to know them before or played with them before, and Felix and Carlos are ready to play now, so Ken and Milo will be teammates.
And if they're teammates, it means they're on the same team, so they will be working with each other. They will be playing on the same team.
Now, that's not the only word that ends with mate. Let's go to Jack for more.
Ken 说你可以跟我当队友。You and I can be teammates. 名词 teammate 的字尾是 M-A-T-E, 它有同伴、伙伴的意思。所以 team 加 mate 就是 teammate, 队友。类似的复合名词还有 roommate, 室友。 I share an apartment with my roommate. 我和我的室友一起住在公寓里。还有 schoolmate, 校友。Chloe met her old schoolmate at the station. Chloe 在车站遇到她以前的校友。或者是 classmate, 就是同班同学。My classmates and I are working on a project. 我和班上的同学正在做某一个专案。
Thanks, Jack. Well, the teams are ready to play now. Milo finishes off and says, tell them to get ready to lose.
And that's because Milo is very sure that he and Ken together on the same team as teammates will win. He says, get ready to lose. And friends, get ready to watch today's calendar phrase.
Get ready to lose.
Get ready to lose.
准备认输吧。
Let's play basketball.
Okay, get ready to lose.
No, let's play tennis.
Okay, get ready to lose.
No, let's play golf.
Okay, get ready to lose.
No, let's play a spelling game.
A spelling game?
Yes, get ready to lose.
Get ready to lose.
Get ready to lose.
准备认输吧。
Well, unfortunately, we don't get to watch this next round of the video game. Hopefully, Milo and Ken do a good job.
Yes, hopefully they win together. Well, friends, we learned a lot of great keywords today, so let's review them right now.
Here's your first keyword for today. Lose. Lose. I always lose when I play this game.
Anywhere. Anywhere. We can't go anywhere this afternoon.
Connect. Connect. She connects with friends on weekends.
Team up. Team up. Let's team up to play this game.
Teammate. Teammate. I played with 6 teammates. Well, friends, those are your keywords for today. They're very useful, even if you're not playing a video game, so keep practicing.
And now let's go back and watch our lesson one more time.
You beat me again. I can't believe it.
Believe it? You lost. I shot more dragons. You'll have to play a lot better to beat me.
I know. This game is fun, but I need more practice.
Do you want to play again?
Not against you. Let's find some other players and team up against them.
Okay.Let's find some other players online.
Gaming is a fun way to hang out with friends.
And connect with people from all over the world.
Yeah, we can play with anyone, anywhere in the world. That's wild.
Felix and Carlos are online in the Philippines.
I play against them sometimes.
They're ready to play now.
Mm-hmm.
You and I can be teammates.
Sounds good.Tell them to get ready to lose.
Hi guys, welcome back to Chit Chat. I'm Zach.
I'm Ivy, and today we talked about online games. Gaming is a popular hobby. Over 3 billion people play video games.
Many people have friends online.I used to play online games.
Really?
Yes, it was fun. I tried to be friendly and encourage people.
Sometimes people are mean in games.
Yes, if people are angry, they can hurt other people's feelings. But many people connect with friends from other countries. They have fun and practice speaking other languages.
Gaming is very popular. Why did you stop?
In real life, I have kids. We play together. I can't fight dragons. I have to fight my kids.
Well, friends, whatever you play for fun, I hope you enjoy it with good friends.
Yes. See you next time on
Chit Chat.
Hi, friends. I'm Billy the Builder. It's time to work on a new sentence. Are you ready? Let's go. And losing of the fun are part winning? This is not a good sentence. Let's build it better. We see losing and winning. Let's win. First, let's see if someone is doing something. Maybe winning. Okay, someone is winning. Now I see. And what can we add on? And losing. Okay, winning and losing. That's good. What do winning and losing do? How about an action word? Is or are? Let's add are part. Great. Winning and losing are part. What are they part of? Of the fun. Good. Now, say it together. Winning and losing are part of the fun. Good job. We built a strong sentence together. Well, I need to go. There are many sentences to build out there. See you later. Keep building strong sentences.
Well, playing video games is very popular, but we know that it's not for everyone. Friends, though, if you do enjoy playing any kinds of video games, maybe you can switch your language to English. It's a great way to keep practicing your language.
Yes, you can practice some of the words that you learned today. Words like teammate or team up and gaming. Those were all words that we learned.
You could even have the opportunity to connect with someone from an English-speaking country online and practice your English with them. Of course, always be careful when interacting with strangers online.
Yes, well, I do like the idea of practicing your English while doing something that you enjoy. Well, friends, we hope that you enjoyed today's lesson, and we hope that you will also join us again. And of course, that is right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.